WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, developing story, CNN is reporting late this afternoon that the FDA is poised to add warnings to the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines regarding heart inflammation in teenagers. Both options have been approved from the start for adults 18 and up. So far, only Pfizer has gotten clearance to be used in the U.S. in kids 12 to 17. For months, Governor Murphy has been pushing to get 4.7 million adults fully vaccinated against COVID by the end of this month. The governor says that initial goal will be met.
We're leaving that one in the dust. I would say today, tomorrow, maybe the next day, we'll cross the threshold of 70% of all adults vaccinated.
Last Friday, Murphy announced the state had vaccinated 4.7 million people that live, work, or study in New Jersey, including those between the ages of 12 and 17. Even as COVID-19 metrics continue to drastically improve, state offices have remained largely closed to the public. It's a different story at the county level, though. Applying for passports, getting land records, or probating wills are being done in person. Now, however, the situation with the State Motor Vehicle Commission has improved at this point. The last MVC closure due to COVID was over a month ago. Just recently opened in Robbinsville, a new comprehensive pet cancer treatment facility is a partnership between North Star Vets, which runs a specialty veterinary hospital at the location, and Pet Cure Oncology, whose Dr. Rick Chetney says something this high tech hasn't been offered in the Garden State up to this point.
All of our treatments are, you know, geared toward preservation of quality of life first and foremost, and then if we can establish that quality of life, the extension of time of life, you know, to get them to live their natural amount of time.
Chetney says onset of cancer formation in dogs or cats is most commonly at age 9 or 10, so a pet won't live 15 to 20 years after a cancer diagnosis, but with these new advancements in treatment, a typical and comfortable lifespan is possible. New figures show the Secret Service paid out over $500 million to Donald Trump's Bedminster golf course for Trump and his security detail to stay there while he was president. NJ.com questions whether the payments were legal, since Trump and his businesses directly benefited financially from the time he spent at Bedminster or his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Something that affects us here in New Jersey in a tangential sense. We are watching it. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams leads the Democratic primary for New York City mayor, but the city's new ranked choice system means it could be weeks before we know the actual winner. Now, on the other side, Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa won the Republican primary. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Talking about our next chance of rain, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Thank you for sharing the information that you share.
New Jersey 101.5.
For now, New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Still, a crash on Route 24. It's on the eastbound side over by Columbia Turnpike in Florham Park. One lane is closed and 78 local lanes going west down towards exit 49 by Route 124. That's another crash being worked on. Traffic is slow on the turnpike northbound. East and western spurs up to the northern end. You've got some slow traffic to watch for. In Edison, watch out on Route 1 north at Old Post Road. That's a crash in one lane. And another one north on Route 1 at Gill Lane in Woodbridge. That one has two lanes currently blocked off. Lots of slowdowns to watch out for. Route 9 through Lakewood Parkway south, south of 89 to 82. Lots of delays as well. Leaving New Jersey, it's up to 30 minutes at the George Washington Bridge, 15 minutes on the tunnels. Path still has delays newer to World Trade. And NJ Transit Raritan Valley Line trains up to 30-minute delays after a Conrail freight train derailment near Union. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. So it's still backed up at 295 northbound at exit 45 to exit 47, clearing out from that earlier car fire, which is still kind of on the shoulders, so people stop to look. And then we have Marlton with 70 eastbound backed up. You're going to see some 130 southbound delays around the Brooklawn area. And Walt Whitman Bridge traffic coming into New Jersey. Still a crowd across the span. It meets up with 676, which is slow coming in from Morgan Boulevard. And then that stays slow down through to under 42 at 295. Traffic every 15 minutes, and next report is 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Now that the weather is nice, don't you want to be back outside doing the things you love? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 71 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:06.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alpalamian.
I'm Michael Simons.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Erin Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Mappow.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lapp.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
5:09 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Our next chance of rain will come from a coastal storm system that is about 24 to 36 hours away. Until then, we're going to keep the wonderful weather going. This evening and overnight will be quiet, dry, and cool with mostly clear skies. Lows fall mainly into the mid-50s by tomorrow morning. And tomorrow will be another nice day. Lots of sun. Breeze out of the southwest. That is an onshore wind, keeping things a little bit cooler. Lower to mid-70s at best tomorrow. And we'll add a chance of showers tomorrow night, especially along the Jersey Shore. On Friday, some changes as clouds and humidity come roaring back. There could be a few showers statewide on Friday, too, with highs popping to near 80. And then this weekend, surging into the mid to upper 80s. Very warm, humid, and breezy. It'll be mostly cloudy. And a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the weekend, too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Your sight and smile are important parts of your total health. That's why Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey offers affordable nationwide dental and vision plan options, plus health plans with dozens of wellness programs and discounts. Visit horizonblue.com/plans to enroll today. Harvey Cedars, 71 degrees, Hope, 72, Hamilton, 75. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.